Okay.
It's going.
It's going.
It's going.
It's going.
It's going.
It's here.
They're here. Oh, God, and I pushed the table. All right.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Cakes and slots.
God, I'm still so tired.
Yeah, this is perfect. Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, minisode number 35-ish. I don't know, whatever, who cares?
62.
What? Legacy renumbering. Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, minisode number 62. I'm keeping that. That's happening.
That's fine.
It's official. Okay. They'll be like, where's those, like, 30-so-odd episodes?
They were the lost episodes.
They're the lost episodes. We'll film those one day.
They'll be found at some point.
They was in. They were on a flash drive that was hidden under my bed, and I found it, and there you go.
This video gets 1,000 likes. Those lost episodes will be found.
All right, then. That's, check. That's off the off my plate. So I'm Tim, and with me is...
Cliff.
And...
Olivia.
And you guys rule.
Aw.
Aw. Aw. End the podcast. We're flying scriptless because this is impromptu because people said, hey, where's all your podcastesses? And I said, I don't know, man, I'm busy. It's December-ish. There's holidays and stuff. I do all those holidays in December. There's one, you know, bookending November. It's like, oh man.
Yeah. It's a lot of holidays.
It's so many holidays, but I like the holidays, but they're stressful. Although I do like going out on Black Friday in the chaos. I love it. I love being a part of the chaos.
I worked. It's like the first Black Friday that we didn't buy anything. Yeah. Or I didn't buy anything.
Oh, I did.
What'd you get?
I went insane. I stole somebody's computer out of their cart and bought it. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I was standing... So this is how the story goes. I'm not normally this guy, but I was in a department store that shall remain unnamed. And
for litigation reasons,
they don't need our business, our help. And I was standing there. I was in the electronics area, which coincides with computers. And I was checking my phone where I had a list of things I was looking for. I just listening to like these scumbag people. And I'm like, the more they talk, the more I hated them. And I really wasn't even looking for a computer, per se, but they had it, and it was like a doorbuster that was already gone, and it was in their cart, and the more they talked, the more I wanted to, like, destroy them in some manner. And I was like, you know what, let me just reach into their cart and take this out and put it in mine. So I did, because I'm a scumbag. I took their, it's like a laptop, Chromebook, whatever the hell. I took it out, I put it in my cart, I wait a minute. Yep, nope, they're still scummy. I'm like, all right, it's mine, and I walked away.
There you go.
Well, that's technically not stealing. It wasn't theirs to begin with.
Well, and for a heads up, don't be a scumbag. Or scumbag things will happen to you.
Or I will take your shit.
You just happened to buy it before they did.
Right.
I like it better when I say I stole their stuff. I like to think I'm like this Robin Hood character in this story.
You wanted it more than they did.
I really didn't. That's what makes it so great. Because we were looking to get a new computer or something equivalent at some point, and it was just like, well, all the good stuff will be gone because I'm, you know, not trying to leave that early on Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I was just like, you know what, whatever, I'm just going to just do this because these people suck. It's more like we have this computer that's all right, but is it really what we wanted? I don't know. I just really wanted to stick it to these people.
Yeah, stick it to them.
You did.
I sure did.
Well, Cliff bought a new computer, and... He seems to be happy with it.
Yeah, I have a computer now. I went with a friend to a store in Pennsylvania and bought all the parts individually, and then we built it on Sunday. Or a Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know in relation to when this will go out that was, but it was on a Sunday.
65 Sundays ago.
It was on a Sunday. So,
this is actually for Christmas season of 2018.
Okay, so, for a heads up at some point...
By the way, Merry Christmas, Cliff.
Yeah.
That's your gift.
So, hopefully in the future I'll be putting YouTube videos up for the Capes and Scowls of some video games playing.
Yeah, I think it's been like 6 months since we put up something on our YouTube. Don't worry, it's still there, and we'll do it. I'm not a gamer guy, so I treat it kind of like his bonus features, but Cliff's a gamer guy, and Olivia, she does some gaming, right?
Sure.
Some tricky towers, you can do some tricky towers?
Oh, I could do that. Can you download that?
Yeah.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Look it's on excited. The computer. Look how yeah. excited this idea has gotten her.
It's on the
her.
PC.
Yeah. So I'll probably be putting Hearthstone and Fortnite videos up.
Nice.
With friends.
And I'll come use Cliff's computer and really poorly play Doom.
Original Doom.
Yeah, it's so good, but like the controls are different, and yeah. it's really messing with me.
Not
just walking in the walls.
Not new high age Doom. We're talking,
oh, I'm three, talking
640 by 320.
Yeah,
four pixels per screen.
Yeah, it's so good though, that old Doom.
Yes,
especially the audio. The audio really made it where you're like, I can't figure out where to go, but I hear like creatures heavily breathing, and I'm like, well. I'm probably screwed when I figure it out. Because it was always like you flick a switch and then like seven walls fly up
yeah.
and Doom. Doom.
There's a chance there'll also be some Duke Nukem 3D happening.
Oh, man.
95, Duke Nukem 3D.
Let's just do some good retro gaming.
Do you know what's still trapped in my brain?
Uh-huh.
All the codes for Duke Nukem 3D.
That's great, because all the Doom codes are trapped in mine.
Unlimited ammo, invulnerability, and the ability to give strippers money so they flash you.
It's important to see 8-bit boobies.
It is. It is.
Olivia, what's your opinion on 8-bit boobies?
I don't.
She doesn't. She just straight up doesn't. No.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's like the thing, though, when you were little, you're like, oh my god, 8-bit boobies!
Yeah. When you're 7.
Right. Yeah. Now, you kids today, you're spoiled with your internets.
Right.
Our boobies were in magazines.
Or 8-bit.
Or 8-bit. Neither of them moved.
Right. And you needed to know a code to
yeah.
get it.
Yeah.
And you needed an imagination.
Yeah, yeah.
For the record, 8-bit boobies don't look like real boobies.
No. No, they don't. No. So if we've learned anything, kids... It's have a safe holiday season, and 8-bit boobies don't look like regular boobies.
Yeah, don't set your opinions on boobies based off 8-bit boobies.
We should just end it right there. Well, you guys just went on vacation. Where'd you go?
Key West.
Oh.
It was nice.
It has to be.
Yeah, we got
it's
there.
Snow here.
We went off the plane. It was like 80 degrees. And we're like, oh, shit. And then by the time we left, like, the temperature dropped down there to, like, 60. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm freezing.
Like, yeah, we
and then we get off the plane here, it's 36. And we're like, fuck.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. You guys didn't have anything warm for this, did you?
No. I had a t-shirt and the jeans.
Ugh. That's
so
awful.
Yeah, we have a friend that lives in Key West. So I'm going to give him a shout-out shamelessly.
Whoa,
so if you ever go to Key West, find John Williams. He sings and plays guitars in the bars. He's a lot of fun. Super nice guy. Say hello and tip him well.
Tip him well.
Yeah.
If you tip him really well, he will play a cover of the theme from The Muppet Show.
There's a chance he would.
Yeah. So you got to ask
he
for that specifically.
Figure it out.
You can also, since he learned how to play, because we asked him so many times, play Friday by Rebecca Black. He knows it.
He'll do it.
He'll do it.
So there you go.
So
he's not thrilled with your shout out anymore.
No. We stayed at a bed and breakfast. It was nice. A couple blocks from everything. Ate and drank too much. Saw like 65-year-old silk see-through Santa outfit with wings. Wings, and I'm pretty sure he was wearing a G-string on the front porch of a bar.
That's a bar I want to get into.
Bar was called The Porch, so it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a nice spot, like a nice place. Like they had a large beer selection and wine selection. So, not bad. And then we also went to a place called the Smoke and Tuna.
I like that.
All of your beer cups are takeaways.
Nice.
Like,
Yeah.
Like gift cups.
And I took one.
Yeah.
Just because.
Because you can.
Mm-hmm.
We went to some place called Shots and Giggles. Another bar.
Nice.
And then at 1 o'clock in the morning, because you're hungry, we ate from a street cart called Ingrid's, which John was wandering around with us. Knew the woman that owned it.
It was delicious.
He was super excited because they had a bacon cheesesteak back on the menu on a pita.
With, and we had the classic gyro.
It was so good.
Oh my god. Yeah. You can't go wrong with Greek food.
Yeah.
At 1 in the morning.
When you're drunk. And then we saw a couple argue.
Yeah.
Loud.
Did you patch it up?
No, we...
You didn't play Dr. Phil?
No, we stood there and watched it happen.
Yeah, just in case somebody got hit, you were a witness.
Yeah. Right.
It looked like it could have gone that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we here at Caves and Scales have a zero tolerance policy to abuse.
Right.
So everybody's clear. Olivia, I'm looking at you. All right. She just looked like she was going to hit me now.
The owner of our bed and breakfast was an interesting guy. His name was Roman. He was German. And he had lots of, the way he'd phrase things was interesting.
So, colorful in his language.
we rented a tandem bicycle. So a bicycle for two. He asked me if I was familiar with riding one. I told him, yes, I have a tandem bike. And we were good. He goes, well... And I'm going to do a poor, impersonation, but he'd speak like this. And he'd always say, when there's a chance for love, you just have to take it. Then we actually got talking about Star Wars movies and Marvel, and sadly, he loved Batman vs. Superman.
What?
He said he spent most of the time just staring at Henry Cavill.
Oh, well, that's different.
That's understandable.
I can't argue with that. If I went just to stare at Henry Cavill, I was going to enjoy the movie.
Sure. Maybe. I don't know. When you were drunk watching it, you were still pretty angry. So I feel like you'd be like, stupid Henry Cavill, so sexy. And you'd be like, still angry though?
I don't think I have the same appreciation of Henry Cavill that Roman had.
Sure, but... I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Have you guys read any good books as of late?
I've been reading Eternity and Issues. I still really enjoy it.
I read one, but not two.
I enjoyed two.
The whole Divinity universe of Valiant is really great.
Yeah, that I'm enjoying that. I read Lazarus on the flight down, and it was okay.
It's funny, because I read Lazarus. We must have been reading at the same time. Whoa. Because I read Volume 1 of Lazarus, and it's Greg Rucka book, and it's an interesting book. Cliff, your opinions?
It was fine. I don't think it was bad.
Yeah.
It could have been better. I would be willing to read another one to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like the mystery. I want to know what's actually going on. So, that's what intrigued me. But...
See, I like Greg Rucka a lot, but I was really bored reading this book.
It wasn't exciting.
And, the art... A lot of people rag on the art. I didn't mind the art, but... It's also, it's a blocky style. It's
it doesn't add excitement.
It's really drab colors. I think the colors might have been a problem too.
Yeah.
I'm getting depressed just reading this book. Just trying to read this book. Trying to make it to the end. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I did do it, but I was struggling. And I know Greg Rucka can do better. I think that's my problem. But, yeah, everybody go read Lazarus. Tell me what you think. I didn't care for it. Apparently it gets really good though.
Did you get to read anything while we were gone?
Not really. I started reading Cry Havoc. Mm-hmm. And then as I was reading it, I remembered I read this before. And then now I can't remember if I finished it or if I stopped reading.
You always get one third through and you're like, wait a minute. And then you put it down.
So I don't know if that's a testament of how the story is, but because it does kind of throw you off. It goes back and forth past, present, and then you realize too late that the outer corners of the pictures are red or blue if it's talking about past or present, and you don't pick up on that until it's too late. And then I don't know, maybe I'll finish it. I don't know. That's kind of how it is.
I understand that. I feel like I've read a lot of random issues, and there's okay things out there, but it's there's not a ton of things that I'm
have to read this.
Yeah. I think the last couple things, I there's a lot of dumb humor out there, your your Rock Candy Mountains, your Mara Karate, your Shirtless Bear Fighter was amazing. Those kind of books are really good. But as far as like serious, like because Image was really good at this, Vertigo is really good at this, Dark Horse, IDW. I feel like it's not. I feel like there's a gap right now in this. I was reading Dark Arc by Aftershock. I want to say it is. Which is Cullen Bunn, I think. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. But that was a pretty cool book. But besides that, nothing's like jumping out in like the action-y kind of genre.
Still have a ton of stuff I need to read still.
Yeah.
Before I even like buy anything new.
We took a bunch of books with us to Key West with the intention of reading them, but we drank too much. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the theme down there.
These eyes can't read.
Yeah.
We played too much Hearthstone.
Yeah, because the dungeon run started, which is actually a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, but really frustrating, because once you lose, like, you gotta start over.
Yeah.
And that's so dumb.
I feel like it plays a lot into RNGesus. Like,
yeah, because like, you gotta pick the right, like, sets of cards to pick, and sometimes, like,
all of the cards are poop.
Like, it doesn't go the way you want it to. And then sometimes, yeah, you don't draw right for the one boss, and then just lose.
I didn't have high hopes for it after the first run I did, because I beat it on the first try, and it was not difficult at all. And then, like, I didn't win another one for, like, a couple days of, like, playing way too many hours a day. And it was just like, okay, this is actually difficult. And I like that, because if it had just been that easy the whole way through, that would be boring. Like, what's the point of putting that content out?
Mm-hmm.
But I've successfully beaten it with 3 classes now.
Yeah.
So. Oh. Other interesting news. I was on the Twitters, and I texted Tim a picture of it. The Rich Swan getting arrested for domestic abuse, kidnapping, and false imprisonment.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Since he was kind of like their poster boy of like turning a life around.
He really was. He was homeless for a period. Was he from Baltimore, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
His parents both died really young.
Yeah.
He had a really horrible upbringing. So they like painted him as like this, like, look, you know, if you really do try and find something you like, you can really turn your life around. And
he's a good wrestler, but he's done now.
Yeah.
Man, nobody's going to want to touch him. He would have to repair his relationship in some way, and years later, maybe a different company would take a shot at him.
Maybe.
But I think the WWE would just know.
Right. And I can't fault them for setting, but I know they came out with like a zero tolerance policy for that, so now like they kind of need to stick with it.
They absolutely should.
If anybody else does anything remotely similar, they need to be gone too. Like, regardless of who it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll see, because Swan was about to get a shot at the Cruiserweight title. He was going to fight
Enzo.
If he beat, which he was probably going to beat Drew Gulak, who will probably do a PowerPoint presentation on zero tolerance of abuse now.
And just be gifted the...
They have to address it. I think it's more important to address it than to sweep it under the rug.
But is it wrong for a heel to be the one addressing it?
I mean, he's over as a heel. Enzo's more of a heel, if you want to look at it from that perspective. I don't know. I think they need to address it. I think it's important. I don't think they should just more be like, just... well, now Swan has been fired for reasons we won't discuss, and here's somebody else to fight Gulak.
Or, like, in the beginning of an episode, they're just going to say, hey, we don't tolerate this. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. And then they'll just sweep it under the rug.
Like, how much power did it have when Vince McMahon came out the week after the Benoit tragedy happened? Because at first they did like a remembrance thing, because they didn't know all the details. And then the next week he just came out and he goes, we will not, because of what happened, we will not talk about Mr. Benoit. We will not show anything of him.
He doesn't exist to them anymore.
Like, if you wanted to watch, like, he won the WrestleMania the 1 year and the Royal Rumble. You have to actually just watch it and play it through. You can't skip to him. You can't find him on the network. Which is good in a way.
Right.
It's just a shame, because he was so good. Like, if you can set it aside, you really do miss a lot of great matches with him. But it's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And people need to know.
Mm-hmm.
People be terrible.
Yeah.
One sad thing about our trip, we didn't see Snoop or Matthew McConaughey. They were both in Key West.
Apparently, yeah, they're filming a movie there at the same time we were
together,
there.
Together, they're in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Some sort of, like, stoner comedy.
Even better.
So.
It is.
You don't say.
Right. Like, those are the two people you want. No, we didn't see them.
You didn't know it. You're actually an extra in that movie. They were in the background. Cliff is looking this up.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the name of the movie.
And I will edit this out.
Yeah.
Or not.
Unless I forget, in which case you're listening to my soul right now.
I mean, you guys can talk about other things while I try and figure out
the internet.
But we, no, we noticed, like, we couldn't find any comic book stores down there.
Mm.
There was, like, none. Like, there, I saw, like, there's a couple bookstores, just regular bookstores, which probably sold comics, but
yeah,
I didn't see any comic book stores. And I were thinking, like, I don't know, if we ever happen to just randomly decide to move down there, that could be, like,
something
we could do. We can open our own comic book store.
It's called
Bum.
The Beach Bum.
The Beach Bum.
And your sign is just a butt?
I guess.
Cool. I've got this marketing thing all figured out. And you sit on the porch in fishnets and...
Right.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
There were a lot of coffee shops down there.
Well, yeah.
A lot.
Good. Coming with you then.
A lot of coffee shops.
Plenty of coffee, plenty of booze.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of coffee shops and
plenty
bars.
Plenty of trannies. Plenty of...
Still coming. Let's go.
A lot of drag shows.
Drag shows.
That sounds awesome, actually. Drag shows are probably so much fun.
We went
live
to
music. So much live music.
We went...
At all times, there's a bar with live music.
Nice.
Yeah.
We went to a butterfly conservatory also.
Mm.
That was awesome. I've never been to anything like that. Basically, it's just like you walk into a room and then just fucking butterflies everywhere.
They're going to love that review. I walked into a room and just fucking butterflies.
I love
like, that's what
so
it was.
So many butterflies.
Do they worry about, like, you walking in the room, opening the door, and all the butterflies go away?
It's a double door, and there's, like, a vent that keeps some of the air down. And they want you to shut
it sucks them up and spits them back into the room.
They want the doors, like, they want you to shut the doors really quickly behind you. But Olivia ended up with a butterfly sitting on her leg.
Yeah, one landed on me. I felt like a princess.
Aww.
Then we saw some flamingos, some other little birds.
Yeah, some other birds.
And a turtle traffic jam.
Really?
Yeah. At first we were concerned that this one turtle was stuck, because he was on, like, the edge of, like, a little, like, bridge, walking, like, a 2x4, and all of his legs were just... I was like, oh, no. Should we tell someone, or should I just, like, casually, like, push him? And then there was another turtle. It was like a waterfall.
Like, we weren't supposed to touch anything. Like, they don't want you touching.
Sure.
So there was like a waterfall. There was one turtle that looked like it was coming up, and this turtle was like coming down. Then we saw another turtle that was there. So it was a turtle pile up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Turtle stacking.
Yeah, we watched that for probably about 5 or 10 minutes.
Really?
We were really concerned for the turtle's well-being.
Like, okay, that's enough turtle drama for the day.
Yeah.
Turtle drama. Use toils.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance to go down, it's an awesome place.
Butterfly Conservatory. That's cool.
Key West in general.
Oh.
The Butterfly
Conservatory. But there's no comic book stores.
Well, you can manage ours.
Okay. Done. Sorry, Al.
If we ever open one... You can convince your wife to move to Key West.
Or she might just kick you out.
Yeah, whichever happens first.
I'd tell you to go. Get away from me.
Get out! All right. You went to Florida, what? Yeah, and because when I was in Florida, I saw a comic book store in Jacksonville, and there was another one we went to that was like, I don't know, 20 minutes north of Orlando, but like it's... I feel like there's not a ton of those kind of things down there.
There were a couple in Orlando that we stopped at.
Yeah, there's like at least 3.
Four. I feel like everything's 20 minutes, because I guess Orlando is a lot of, like, here's these big things, here's Disney, here's this, yeah. here's that, so...
Yeah.
You got to get about 20 minutes away from it to get more civilization.
Kind of. A couple of stores we stopped at were very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a large variety of things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But further south, like nothing.
Mm. That's the sweet spot.
It's like 140 miles from the end of Florida to Key West.
Yeah.
The one we stopped in Jacksonville, they boasted that Zach Kaplan was from... their area. That was his comic book store, his local comic book store, and I thought that was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Because at that point, we had just had Zach on our podcast. I was like, hi, look at that. But I didn't make a big deal out of it. I'm like, what if these guys are just lying?
Right.
Tell Kaplan. Like, there's these guys in this small little store. There's like 3 parking spots. Is that yours?
He'd be like, those assholes.
Those pricks. Anybody, you know what? Who should we claim?
Kyle Starks.
I mean, we pretty much do. Russell Boys. We got to make that a regular thing, for sure.
Elena Unger.
And we claim her. We love him for letting Elena's us claim him.
Yeah, him. There it is. He's great. Elena's great.
Yeah.
We know some cool people. Maybe we'll do more cool things with them coming up. Or maybe we won't. Maybe we just will put a podcast up once every 2 months.
Matt Hawkins was fun.
Matt Hawkins is a lot of fun.
Super nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're local to us and you create comics in some way, reach out to us.
Where is that, Tim?
Not Key West.
Not Key West.
We are in the tri-state area. That's as far as I'm willing to go to meet somebody.
where can they email us?
We can Skype them in and stuff. They can email us at capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com.
Or on Twitter. Find us on Twitter.
Do it.
No, I think that would be cool if we happen to...
How would they find you on Twitter?
I'm at Swahili Love.
Ooh.
But, no, it'd be cool to meet other people creating comics that are, like, local to the Philadelphia area, South Jersey area. That
The tri-state area. Mm-hmm.
Except we could, no, I don't know.
Fuck them.
Discuss what you're writing or drawing or whatever.
Yeah, we'll give you the promotion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll do what we're supposed to be doing.
Podcast content, yeah. Basically.
Tweet things and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we'll do that.
We like tweets.
We do it all the time.
Sometimes it's coherent, sometimes it's not.
So good when it's not. So good when it's not.
Exactly. Oh my god, I had a thought. Well, you know, remember the podcast we did with,
Yup.
This is great. This is great stuff right here.
This is not getting edited out. You better think of it.
Yeah.
I'll leave ums in for days.
Max. Okay, Max.
We've done a couple podcasts with Max.
All right, the last one we did. Did we ever get any emails?
Absolutely we did.
Oh my god, how many?
We got enough.
Oh my god.
So, I should clarify, I feel like somebody cheated the system for us to get enough, but I don't care, and we got enough. So, hot DDP yoga at some point will happen.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, it's happening. It's absolutely happening. I gotta figure out when me and Max can do that, per se. But yeah, no, I didn't tell him that I thought somebody cheated it, but...
You know. Well, he'll hear it now.
Well, Max, here so you know, I'm pretty sure somebody cheated it because we got it way too soon.
It was probably Max.
Max is just like, I need this, I need to do the DDP yogas. That's fine if it was you, Max, that's fine. I'll deal with it. Feel the bang together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Feeling the bang?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to cut diamonds.
Yeah, whoa, the diamond stud. That's it, unless you guys got anything else.
I'm super pumped to go see Star Wars.
I'm pumped, but I'm not, like, gonna rush out and see it, probably.
I'm predictions? Pretty excited.
Predictions on the new Star Wars?
It's gonna be good.
I already heard, like, some... I didn't look at any spoilers, but there's been first screenings of it.
Because it premiered...
As of today.
It premiered this weekend in L.A. Okay.
And, I've heard people have left the theater, like, amazed and, like, Slack-jawed.
Slack-jawed?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
So, I'm really excited.
Nice. Well, if it follows the formula of the last one, then it's just the empire of this trilogy. So, it has to be good. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for checking us out. This has been Minisode number 62, because of legacy renumbering. And Olivia said so. If you got a problem with it, Swahili Love on Twitter.
Yell at me. That's
yell at her and say, numbers are important. But yeah, we are at Capes and Scowls on Twitter. I'm at man_dog_Tim. Cliff, what are you?
I'm at Hyper Hippo. There's no E in that.
No E in the hippos.
No, the hypers.
And CapesandScowlsPodcast.com. You can find everything you need there. So just go there.
Yeah,
just go there.
Tweet us.
Tweet us. We will
tweet us that you went there.
Yeah, let us know. We'll respond.
Maybe.
Tell us about hot yoga that you want us to do.
It's gonna be what color unitard do you want to see Tim in?
Oh, man. Damn it. All right.
It's got to be a lovely shade of neon something.
Just know that you asked for that, and it's going to have revealing. It's not going to be good. All right. I'll do it, too, and that's the problem. That's why I say damn, because I apologize. I'm sorry, Mom. sorry.
I can hear her signing the disownment papers now.
She would have done that years ago. Trust me. She doesn't care. All right, everybody. Goodbye. Woo!